The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Good morning and welcome to another hopefully exciting episode of Crossroads of Health for all of you, where common sense and good science intersect. It's always real and it's always unscripted. And I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
Glad you could join us all today. Last week, we actually did a question and answer show, and we honestly did not get to all the questions and answers. It's just funny how when you do those shows, just stuff crops up, and Danny was with us last week, and he said, oh, by the way, while you're here, can you talk about this? And oh, by the way, while you're there, can you talk about that? And
we were so, all over the page last week.
And we hope you liked it. I mean, hopefully it was good information for you.
We have fun doing those kind of shows because we do get all these random questions. And it's great because we get to interact with so many different people nationwide, you know. And there's things we might not think about. And it's a great opportunity to sort of clear things up for everybody out there.
Yeah, exactly. And so we have decided this week, since we didn't finish one key point last week, we're going to make sure we finish that key point this week, which is talking about additives. This is a really big deal. Many of you may know out there that we are the additive-free company, Ultra Laboratories, the additive-free company. So we feel it's worth spending a show on talking about additives. And quite honestly, if we find we get, you know, two-thirds of the way through the show and we just talked out additives and we've exhausted the subject, then we'll come up with some other things to talk about. But as we said, we're always real, always unscripted. Right, Mel?
That's right. We will add some other things to the additive conversation if need be.
Exactly. That's right. I'm this week to mention how you can connect with us and all that good stuff.
Yes, we have a long list of ways that you can communicate with us.
The show will be over by the time you're done.
Exactly. Exactly. Sheesh. It's going to be like, you know, it'll be like the end of a movie where everything's scrolling and you see everybody who's involved. No, so, you know, the great thing is now is that we do have a show website and there's links to everything else I'm going to give you on this website. So it is www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. That's www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. So if you say this is a favorite, you don't have to type it in every single time. But on crossroadsofhealthradio.com, there is a link there to www.ultralaboratories.com. That is our main website for all the products that we manufacture, all of the additive-free products that we manufacture. There's also a link on crossroadsofhealthradio.com and also on ultralaboratories.com under where to buy, and that links directly to our web affiliate, shopnaturalproducts.com. They sell everything that we make, but if you're a Crossroads of Health radio listener, then you can get an additional 25% off the products that we feature that week when you listen. It is more funner.
Now, years ago, I said that when I was at my wife's, her family has these cottages in Michigan, and her grand's all about the grammar, and I said, oh, this is so much more funner, and she looks at me, she goes, more funner? I'm like, oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so that's our joke.
What you should have said is it was the most funnest. I mean, come on, Rick. Get it straight.
I'm going to use that this summer, you know, when we go there.
And yeah, you can maybe try and pronunciate the words properly, exactly, like I do.
That's
all
so
the
good
time.
Yeah.
For those of you who listen in, you probably have had a few laughs at my expense how I've mispronounced word. I do read a lot, but then, you know, sometimes like the brain to mouth translation doesn't come out right, and Rick's always constantly correcting me on that.
You know, I find that too. For maybe we're the same in that way because it's like my brain is ahead of my mouth, and I'm thinking like three words ahead. My mouth can't catch up, so that does happen to me too. So, but anyway,
although you wouldn't know because we talk so fast, you wouldn't think that our brain could actually work faster than our mouth. So if you go to our website for the radio show, crossroadsofhealthradio.com, there's ultralaboratories.com, there's a link for that, there's shopnaturalproducts.com, there's also a link to our Facebook page, facebook.com/ultralabs. I do recap things that we talked about on the show. And then you can email us at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. Now that one's a .net. Or you can call us at 424-703-4150. If you missed any of this, just go to crossroadsofhealthradio.com and there's links and information to everything I just gave you.
Right on. That's cool. Hey, so today we're going back to our normal kind of schedule of things. Last week we skipped clean over talking points and getting to know you. We figure you all kind of missed that a little bit. But so we're trying to get back to the foundational aspects of our show here. So today we got some really neat talking points for all of you. I know, Mel, you've got one on some interesting stuff. So would you like to start today?
This is actually an article that comes from House Calls, which is Dr. Stangler's weekly. It's like an email subscription. I mean, it's actually any of you can subscribe to this. I find it really fascinating because the topics that he writes on are so varied. They're all over the board. And, you know, just like our show, they cover a lot of things that affect a lot of people. I mean, it affects almost every one of us. So this one I found to be very interesting, and its new rules could doom us all to superbug infections. Now, here's the article. The FDA was faced with a choice: protect Americans or protect two powerful industries. And for once, the agency chose to protect you by unveiling tough new rules to curb the overuse and outright abuse of antibiotic drugs on factory farms. I'm kidding, of course.
Oh.
As usual, the FDA caved to the very industries it's supposed to regulate, the food industry and the drug industry, by unveiling toothless new rules that will do nothing to change how antibiotics are used on factory farms. Under the old rules, antibiotics could be dumped willy-nilly into the feed just to help the animals get fat. Under the new rules, antibiotics will still be dumped willy-nilly into the feed. There's just an extra step in the process. Instead of buying feed pre-spiked with antibiotics, they have to get the drugs from a vet and then dump it in. Okay, so
wow.
It's a little bit harder for them now. And instead of coming right out and admitting that they use antibiotics to make the animals fat, a confession none of the meat producers make right now anyway, even if it's legal, they will have to claim it's to prevent disease. It's not an inaccurate claim. Factory farms are absolutely filthy and incredibly cramped. And when disease spread, it spreads lightning fast. So farms often drug the animals all the time to stop the outbreaks before they start. Of course, there's a better solution that involves no drugs at all, just cleaner and more humane conditions. But that costs money. Medicating all the animals at once is not only dirt cheap, it also has the highly profitable side effect of making them fatter. That's why close to 80% of all antibiotics used in the country are used on animals on factory farms. They're used so often that bacteria quickly learn to resist, making factory farms the nation's leading source of drug-resistant superbugs. And those germs will end up in your meat, and not someday in the distant future. It's already happening right now. Consumer Reports just unveiled the results of tests on more than 300 packages of chicken and found disease-causing bacteria in 97% of them and drug-resistant bacteria in half. That's consistent with government tests last year that found disease-causing bacteria in 87% of 480 meat samples collected, and again, superbugs in half of them. In other words, you're one undercooked meal away from joining the 2 million Americans sickened, 23,000 killed by superbugs every year. The FDA's new rules will ensure both numbers continue to rise. But while they won't act, you can. There are three steps you can take right now to protect yourself and your family and minimize your risk. Step one, eat only meats from small and humane organic farms, since these animals are not given antibiotics. Step two, take a probiotic supplement. Antibiotics may not kill superbugs, but the friendly bacteria in a quality probiotic supplement can. And in many cases, they're not just your best bet, they're your only bet. And step three, make sure you're not part of the problem. Don't take antibiotics when you don't have to. And that means don't take them for the cold, flu, bronchitis, sore throat, and more. This should not be your first go-to. The best way to make sure you take these drugs only when necessary is to work with a holistic, integrative physician who knows when you need them and when you don't. If you're in Southern California, Dr. Stengler can help you. You can call his clinic for information. You can make an appointment. He's also available for phone consultations. He actually gave a number in this article, 855-DOC-MARK. So you can schedule a call to talk with Dr. Mark Stengler. And with that, I know I just talked our way out of the first segment.
That's okay. We're gonna talk a little bit more about that talking point, because that's really some great information. Well, we're out of time, so we'll be right back.
Are you feeling exhausted, irritable, and finding it harder to deal with everyday stress? The symptoms you've been noticing probably aren't all in your head. They may be connected to your adrenal glands. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating the stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, and immunity. Adrenal health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Adrenal Health can also be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories naturally supports the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with my co-host, Melody Martirana. Before the break, Melody was going over her talking point on antibiotics and meats and all kinds of nasty stuff. And so I think there's a few other points that Melody might have wanted to make in regards to her talking point. So I'm going to give it back to her.
Step two in his solutions was to take a quality probiotic supplement. Now, Rick, I know you're really big on that. And one of the things that it goes throughout the entire Emerald Laboratories line, which is Dr. Mark Stengler's clinical formulas, is that we are using a blend of prebiotics, probiotics, and enzymes. And we did talk a little bit about that last week. But then also on the side, we also supplement a really great probiotic. So Rick, do you want to talk about that? Because you're the one who actually turned me on to that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple probiotics that I take in addition to all the, I don't even know how many Emerald Laboratories products I take, 12, 13 a day. So I get a healthy dose of probiotics just from the Emerald products. But then I also take Natron's Healthy Trinity, which is an encapsulated product you can buy at most health food stores. It's pretty expensive, but it's really a great quality product. Actually, the owners of that company, Natasha and Jordan Trenev, they actually came to my wedding for my wife and I, because they actually manufactured that product for my father-in-law, and it's a whole long story. But anyway, just a great quality product. Contains acidophilus bacteria, bifidobacteria, bulgaricum, a lot of great bacteria that are indigenous to the small and large intestine. So really, really good. But then there's another product called Dr. Ohira. That's O-H-I-R-A. Dr. Ohira, he's from Japan. He has his original formula, which contains 12 strains of lactic acid producing bacteria. That is a fantastic product also, really different than the Healthy Trinity. And I actually, a couple years ago, I met a gentleman at a trade show that had worked for Natron, and then he was working for Dr. O'Hare's. And he said, you know, my experience was I found when I took Healthy Trinity by itself, it worked okay. When I took Dr. O'Hare's by itself, it worked okay. When I took them together, that was where I got the most powerful result. And I was just talking to a lady earlier today on the phone that had called in with some questions about calcium, and she has a chronic candida yeast infection. And I was explaining to her that years ago, probably, shoot, I don't know, 15 years ago at least, maybe 20 years ago, I did a stool sample because I thought I might have had yeast, and I had a huge overgrowth of yeast in my small intestine. And it's very difficult to get rid of yeast. You know, sometimes people take nystatin, sometimes they take grapefruit seed extract. There's all kinds of different things people try, and some of those things can really be effective. But I had never done those things, and I did cardiovascular fitness. I would run and bike and do those things. I still do those things to this day. But the only thing I can attribute the fact that I no longer have any yeast in my gut based on a blood work that Dr. Stenger did on me is taking both those together. So we don't sell those products currently, but Natron's Healthy Trinity, Dr. O'Hare's original formula, I would really recommend taking those products. They're just great products as probiotics.
Well, and those are products too that I actually take every single day myself. And I started taking them in combination when I was pregnant with Ella, because I asked Dr. Stengler, you know, what is basically a full profile? What is a full nutritional profile for somebody who's pregnant? He added those in. He said that it's really important to take a high quality probiotic, especially when you do give birth, as the baby passes through the birth canal. All of those probiotics basically are a baby's first exposure to that good bacteria and helps to start building their immune system. So, you know, unfortunately, I had a C-section, but I still continue to take these things because it does end up in the milk, and it also helps to keep her immune system healthy. And she's 8 months old now, and she's still a really healthy child, you know, knock on wood. I mean, thank God that he's been so gracious as to keep her healthy.
That is so important, the probiotics. When my wife had our children, it was, I mean, fortunately, God was gracious, and she could actually have a vaginal birth. But it was, you know, it was just, I was so thankful that she could take those probiotics and be taking the fish oil, which passes through the breast milk, so the child gets the right anti-inflammatory substances so they get ear infections. And there's so many things that can be done for children, just healthy things. In fact, maybe at some point we'll do a show just on prenatal care and postnatal care and babies and all that stuff, because there are a lot of issues there. But
now, Rick, also, I know that we usually end up forgetting to talk about getting to know you, and we're going to have a great little getting to know you segment at the end of the show. But this week's code we want to mention early on is going to be BUILD, B-U-I-L-D. And I am really, really, really excited to reveal at the end of the show what BUILD will apply to on shopnaturalproducts.com. Shopnaturalproducts.com gives you 25% off every day on everything that we make, but the code BUILD will give you an additional 25% off the products that we're going to feature this week. So we'll tell you later in the show. The reason why we chose BUILD is because
it has something to do with building.
It does, believe it or not.
Wow, that's so
believe
cool.
It, I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Wild. So we each have a grandfather that played a big role in building some things that are very well known in America, really, right?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So anyways, Rick, I know we've got a lot to talk about here today with additives, and my gosh, we're already sweeping into the second segment.
Yes, and before we do that, I still have my talking point together.
Oh my goodness, anyway, wow, look at that.
She's trying to cut me off, isn't that
totally,
terrible?
Totally,
no,
yes.
Anyway.
Oh, you've discovered my plot.
Anyway, so it's fine. This is sort of, we're shooting from the hip again this week, just getting through some good information that we need to get through. It's, you know, the shows where we can talk about Emerald Laboratories products, those are great shows. They're much more structured because we know exactly what we need to get through. But there's all this ancillary information that, you know, we have people calling in, asking questions. We just have stuff we hear about, we read. And sometimes, almost like these shows are just catch up a little bit, just to get through stuff that we know we need to get through. So anyway, so with that, this week I'm talking about a really special nutrient known as glutathione. Glutathione is a very, very powerful antioxidant, and for years, you really could not get adequate glutathione in your bloodstream by taking it orally. There's always been glutathione available in capsules out there in health food stores, on the internet. But unfortunately, glutathione is a polypeptide. It is made up of glycine, L-cysteine, and glutamic acid. And what happens is when you take glutathione as a formed amino acid in a capsule, it hits your stomach acid. Your stomach acid's largely broken up into its three component amino acids, so you don't get any glutathione in your bloodstream. And there's blood tests, human blood clinical trials to support that you really don't get, you get really none or very little in your bloodstream, so it's really not effective. It's a waste of your money. So recently, there has been a new product that came out that they have human clinicals on. It's actually an encapsulated glutathione product, and they have blood work. They specially treat this product where it makes it through the stomach acid and is effectively absorbed into the bloodstream. That is a product that we're going to be coming out with here in the next probably 3 months. So
it's very exciting.
Yeah. It's a little premature, but I want to talk about it because it's really exciting. But before I go into all that, I want to read about glutathione as an antioxidant. They write in this article, your body's master antioxidant. There's an antioxidant in your body, glutathione, pronounced glutathione. It says it does more than any other antioxidant. And as you already know, antioxidants do a lot. One of the primary roles of all antioxidants is to neutralize free radicals that damage cell DNA. Glutathione performs this main function and more, repairing DNA, preventing cell damage, which causes cancer and other diseases, enhancing immune function, and breaking down toxins. Your body makes glutathione in every cell, but many people still don't have enough glutathione in their bodies. One study published a decade ago in The Lancet found that healthy young people had the highest levels of glutathione, healthy elderly people had lower levels, and sick elderly people even lower levels. In addition to aging and illness, other factors that deplete our body's reserves of this important antioxidant include environmental toxins, medications, and alcohol use. What you may not know, glutathione supplementation can help people who have chronic diseases feel better and help people who are healthy prevent disease. Here's more on how glutathione may help you. It kills free radicals. Free radicals, unbalanced oxygen molecules, attack cells, damage DNA, and contribute to aging. They also are involved in every disease. While vitamins such as C and E help to neutralize free radicals, glutathione deactivates the most destructive free radicals. Other antioxidants are helpful, but they don't fight as many free radicals as glutathione. Glutathione also revitalizes other antioxidants. When vitamins such as C and E neutralize free radicals, their free radical poison gets used up. Glutathione works to restore the activity of these antioxidants so they can tackle more free radicals. Glutathione also helps to recycle coenzyme Q10, an enzyme found in the energy-producing mitochondria of all cells, back to full strength after it neutralizes free radicals. This is important work since every cell in your body suffers about 10,000 free radical hits daily. Glutathione also helps detoxification. The vast majority of glutathione is found in the liver, where it plays a crucial role in the breakdown and removal of environmental toxins, such as food additives and pesticides, from the body. These toxins are known to cause cancer if they are left to roam freely through the body. Glutathione also helps dispose of hazardous byproducts of normal metabolism, such as cellular waste products and excess hormones. Glutathione also protects the liver. An example of glutathione's ability to protect the liver comes from two recent studies of children with acute lymphoblastic leukemia who were treated with chemotherapy. Like many drugs, whether prescription or over-the-counter, chemotherapy drugs increase the risk for liver damage and hepatitis, but studies published in Advances in Hematology and Cancer found that either of two glutathione boosters, N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, combined with vitamin E, or silymarin, the active ingredient in the herb milk thistle, protected against liver damage in these patients. Glutathione enables the liver to break down these drugs and to bounce back from its own toxic exposure. So I notice I'm running out of time. I'm going to have to finish this in the next segment. So we'll be right back.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free. Be Healthy by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Or to learn more, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated joint health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and Opti MSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints. Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com to receive 25% off the lines offered by Ultra Laboratories by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with my co-host, Melody Martirana.
And before the break, your host, Rick Simpson, was talking about the benefits of glutathione. So, did I pronounce it right, Rick?
Yes, you did.
That's okay, I listened when they gave the pronunciation. All right. I know you've got a lot more good info to share.
Yeah, some of the benefits from glutathione. Glutathione is available in several types of healthy foods, although not in therapeutic amounts. Because of this, I generally have patients improve their glutathione levels through supplementation rather than diet. Still, it's helpful to know that certain foods contribute to increased glutathione levels. These include proteins that contain the amino acids glutamate, cysteine, and glycine, fish, turkey, eggs, and whey protein, but not other dairy products that have been pasteurized because pasteurization breaks down the protein. While I believe that everyone can benefit from supplementing with glutathione, the best way to determine how deficient you are is with a blood test. This can be helpful if you are ill and not getting better. Low glutathione levels may be preventing your recovery. Depending on your health, there are different ways to boost your glutathione levels. For patients with chronic diseases, this is more serious. Dr. Singer writes, most patients with chronic diseases, such as chronic fatigue, Parkinson's disease, mercury and or lead toxicity, immune system problems, including those due to cancer and chemotherapy, can be helped by glutathione supplementation. I often prescribe a pure form of glutathione delivered via intravenous solution, in other words, a shot, but it's very, very effective. Glutathione delivered directly into the bloodstream enables the body to get higher levels of this nutrient compared with ingesting it. Patients who have had chronic fatigue for several years often improve their strength and vitality after just one or two treatments. These patients have about 10 treatments, either once a week or once every other week. Treatments have a cumulative effect, and the results can last from weeks to months, depending on the patient's condition. And then patients who have a temporary illness or liver disease, take lots of medications, those patients could take that supplemented form that I mentioned. In the old days, that would not work. You'd have to get it intravenously, and that would really be the only way to get a therapeutic dosing level. But now with this glutathione supplementation, you can get it orally. So please stay tuned. We're going to be having that, like I said, it's about 3 months out still. It's kind of a little teaser here, but this is such good information. We'll let you know. And the other exciting thing is I talked to Dr. Stengler. I want to add this glutathione into our multis, our 45-plus high-potency multis, and even our one-a-day 45-plus men and women multis. And Dr. Stengler, I asked him, and he said, oh, he had one word in the email. It was phenomenal. So anyway, so just because, you know, it recycles CoQ10 and it, you know, recycles the C and the E, and it's just, it is the master antioxidant. So we're going to be adding it into all of those formulas so you can really get some of those benefits. Now, there are a couple other things I just want to mention quickly that you can take to give your body the raw material it needs to manufacture glutathione. And those would be things like N-acetylcysteine or NAC, as I said, alpha-lipoic acid, silymarin. These things can help spike up the glutathione levels in your body. So just remember that NAC, N-acetylcysteine, alpha-lipoic acid, and silymarin. And the silymarin, remember, you want the European extracted silymarin, like in our liver health. So that would be in our liver health. Our alpha-lipoic acid is in all of our multis. N-acetylcysteine is found in a number of our products also. So
also in the liver health.
Just because the glutathione is so important. People with hepatitis, glutathione, very, very important. So if you know somebody that has liver issues or is struggling with any type of hepatitis A, B, or C, glutathione could be very, very helpful. So with that, I think we need to get into our actual, the meat of the show. That's sort of just by way of introduction, right, Melody? And
right?
We're like over halfway through the show.
You know, and I think, you know, one thing I get so excited about this because we are constantly having new products developed. Dr. Stengler's coming up with new formulas. We're always doing research. I know, Rick, you're always looking for what is going to be the most effective ingredient. One thing you'll notice in our product line, though, is we don't chase those products that are like the fad products that are here today, gone tomorrow. You know, you might hear about something on the TV and then the next week it's something else new. You know, there's a lot of research that goes into these products because these products are products that we want these products to have longevity because they're really, truly effective and they're not being sold the wrong way. There's a lot of times in our industry where people sort of get discouraged when they're taking something because something is a fad product. Somebody will mention, oh, this is great for that. And all of a sudden, there's all these companies that just start coming out of the woodwork with all different kinds of quality in their raw materials. Some are effective, some are not. We don't chase every fad product that goes out there. It is very flattering that we get calls from stores when those new fad products suddenly become popular. They're looking for it from us.
Right.
But we're not that company that's going to chase products that are ineffective. So it's super exciting that we're coming out with a glutathione later on this year. It's really exciting that, you know, our multis are already so amazing. I love our multis. I mean, these are really, truly foundational nutrition. I mean, this is like the foundations of the house, your multivitamins. It's everything what you should build all your other nutrition on. Everybody really needs a solid multi, and we do something really unique in all of our formulas. We're using the best forms of nutrients. So later on this year, you're going to find glutathione added. And that's sort of dovetails into our thing today. When we add things to our products, they are beneficial ingredients. We are not using additives that have no benefit to the consumer.
Yeah, we just don't add things just to add them. We actually have a reason why we add things, and there's a benefit to you when we add them. In fact, Danny, who was on last week, he said when he talks to people, he says, you know, if you're buying a product and it has three active ingredients, let's say MSM, glucosamine, chondroitin, he goes, you're really paying for those three active ingredients. He goes, you're really not paying for the other three, four, or five things that are in there as additives that are designed to help the manufacturer run his machines better, run faster, make more money. That's really not what you're paying for. And he goes, it seems to me if you were buying a product and you could buy just the three actives, or if you could buy something that had the three plus the five things that, you know, we don't really have adequate research on to know is it harmful or not, and we're going to get into that more as the show goes on, but you'd buy the one with just the three. He said, that's just my common sense talking, but it's kind of his position. But, you know, the thing about additives, and I'm just going to set the stage here, you know, we are a manufacturer. We make all of our own pills in here. We do tablets. We do capsules. I have an in-house laboratory. I currently run about 200 million capsules and tablets per year and a couple million pounds of powder. So we're sort of a mid-sized manufacturing company. But additives, there are reasons that they are used in this industry. I mean, they are either lubricants or they're flow agents or they're binders or they're fillers or disintegrants. I mean, there are so many different reasons they use additives, and they're functional reasons why they're out there. The thing that people don't step back and think about is this industry is a relatively young industry, and this industry largely took its basis of knowledge from the pharmaceutical industry, because pharmaceutical industry has been around longer than the nutritional industry has. So, you know, it's kind of a shame that the nutritional industry is sort of has taken its original information from an industry that really is contrary to our own industry.
Manufacturing model, yes.
Yeah. So the sort of the brain trust that we got in this industry came from the pharmaceutical companies. And so people have never really stepped outside the box and got, I wonder if that's a problem. And because I was not a healthy kid, I want to look at everything when we manufacture, because I don't want anything that's not going to benefit my health, because I was not a healthy child, as many of you know from the many times I've talked about this. So it's, you know, when I looked at this, I look at all these different additives, and the first thing we know about all these additives is they're highly refined. I mean, that stands down. I mean, okay, everything I run is bright white. Well, I can tell you it's not bright white when it comes from nature. You know, some things are, but most things are more tan or brown or green.
And let me expand upon it to you, just from being on this side of the mic listening. We do want to clarify that we run a manufacturing facility here. So we make all of our products completely clean and additive free. But because we're also a manufacturing facility here, we also make products for lots of other companies out in the industry. So that's what we're referring to, is the inside information on manufacturing that as it applies to most products that are out there in the market. We do things very differently. So these rules do not apply to the way that we do things. But that's why I just wanted to sort of back it up a little bit.
No, that's good. And I want to clarify, too. I run products for other companies, and I don't run those products additive-free. And there's a reason for that, too. If I ran products, if a company came to me and said, I want you to run my products additive-free, I would have to charge them a lot more money. And because
they wouldn't go for that.
Yeah, companies are largely driven by costs. They want to minimize their costs and maximize their profits. I don't run my company. I tell people, I don't go home at night thinking I'm going to put the next dollar in my pocket. That's not who I am. I mean, we all want to be successful. We all want to, you know, have a successful business and make money. But I don't live my life to make more money. You know, I live my life to make things the best way that I can. You know, you sort of just got to take me at my word for that, but that's just who I am. And if any of you ever want to come visit my facility, I'd be happy to show you through. But I do run products for other companies, and largely there are a few companies who run some stuff added free, and we work that out with those companies. But most companies, they don't care. They say, look, I want you to make it the fastest, cheapest way that you can for me, and that is unfortunate. But that's because a lot of these companies I run for, they're owned by big venture capital guys, big money. They're just all about money. I mean, that's what venture capital guys are.
When you started in this industry, you started as a contract manufacturer. So that was where your business started. And then, you know, I mean, you've had so many years of experience in this industry before you started your own contract manufacturing company. But that's what birthed you doing your own product line the way that you do it, because you already know all the ins and outs of how this traditionally works. And that really set the stage for how you wanted to do your own products. Am I right?
Well, yeah. And that I started my company I got married in 1995. I always sort of, that's my anchor point of dates.
Aww.
And so anyway, but it was so much stress came. My wife was so gracious in building a business, but married in 1995, started this in 1996, about March of 1996, February, March. It was late February, early March, somewhere in there. And and I knew contract manufacturing. So that's where I started. I always knew, because I came from health food, that ultimately I would have loved to have my own line, but I had no idea how to get there. I mean, I'm just going with what I know. I know manufacturing, I can do this. I don't have all this background to be, I can go make a bunch of money. I had to support my wife. So I said, no manufacturing, that's what I'm going to do. So that's where I started. But then in 2001, one of the companies that I manufactured for, they sold me their company. And that was the beginning, because that gave me a list of health food stores and some brokers and people that I could get education from. And that was really the beginning. And then the additive free came along shortly thereafter as I learned more. But if nothing else, this industry has been a large, long-term learning experience for me. And we'll continue this when we come back, but we are out of time. So just give us a few minutes and we'll be right back.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it is also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes that help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common sensitivities. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw, whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep, but unfortunately many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients. To learn more about Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. And as you might have figured out, we are always real and always unscripted. It's not perfectly polished all the time, but that's what we like to do. We like you to just see the real Melody and the real Rick.
Before the break, we were talking about additives. Rick Simpson, your host, was sort of introducing why we as a company do not use additives. And Rick, I know that, you know, you have a long history in this industry, even before you began your work as a contract manufacturer, which of course preceded what we do now with our own brands as well. But you had a long history of wonderful mentorship in the health food industry prior to that because you were so sick as a kid. So, you know, I know you have more you want to share with everybody here before we finish off our show today.
Oh, yes, I do. I've always got lots to share. So before the break, I was talking just generalities about my experience in the industry, where I came from. And really, I tell people, look, I don't profess to know everything. I mean, I think I've learned a lot since 1983 when I started in this industry, and I've become a fairly decent businessman. But it's really because I've been surrounded by good people, people that cared about me, people that, quite honestly, many whom of which were smarter than me. And I'm just a common sense guy. I'm open to learning. And that's what's really has helped me and served me well in the industry. And so additives have been part of that path. So as I said before the break, I bought my first company called Emerald Laboratories in 2001. Then I bought a company called Ultra Botanicals in 2004.
Those where were I two, came from.
Exactly. Melody, Melody's work there. And Danny and Melody both came from there. And it's a long story. But anyway, but they ended up here. And we're so thankful for that. We just make a great team. And so those two companies, that's where the name Ultra Laboratories came from, because we had Emerald Laboratories and Ultra Botanicals. It's like, well, what do we call the company now? Well, let's call it Ultra Laboratories, the home of these brands. And that's where these brands came from. We created this umbrella company with the home of Emerald Laboratories, Ultra Botanicals. And Emerald Laboratories looked very different back then. It looks completely different now because I didn't know Mark Singler back in those days. But we learned about additives, and it really came along with Ultra Botanicals because they ran stuff additive-free. And actually, my father-in-law had dabbled with running stuff additive-free, and that was kind of the beginning, I guess, back before I even left there back in the 80s. But then Ultra Botanicals all sort of came full circle because they had some research where additives are bad. And so we just said, hey, you know, we're going to keep running stuff additive-free. Then we said, hey, we're going to make Emerald Laboratories additive-free. And what I first knew about additives was about regarding stearic acid. Magnesium stearate is manufactured from stearic acid. It's effectively the same, but they take two molecules of stearic acid bonded to one molecule of magnesium oxide, and that's magnesium stearate. So stearic acid, initially, there was research out there showing that it was a T-cell inhibitor, a thymus cell inhibitor in the body. Then people, my opponents came along and said, well, stearic acid is not, it's naturally occurring. It's found in chocolate, coconut oil, meat fat, all kinds of different natural foods. And that's true. But stearic acid was not isolated on its own. And I sort of attributed it to the fact that it's an isolated essential fatty acid. And that's why it's a T-cell inhibitor or an immune function inhibitor.
And it's highly processed that we use it.
Well, yeah.
Or our industry uses it.
Well, then a couple years back, I learned that stearic acid is actually not manufactured from a natural source. It's actually manufactured from cottonseed oil or palmitic oil. Yeah. And cottonseed oil is GMO. It has genetically modified organisms found in it. It's highly pesticided. So that's what they're getting it from. So it's not natural in any sense of the word. And so that tells you why it's a T-cell inhibitor. But then I found it, well, that when they manufactured, they hydrogenate it. So now it's a trans fat. Dr. Stengler found in his clinic that his allergic patients, they had much greater allergies when they took products with additives in them. So stearic acid / megstearate, big problem. Then you have silicone dioxide, cross-carbamyl sodium as a disintegrant. You have processed white flour as a filler, white rice flour. Most of you know that those things are probably not great either, and there's some research on that. But the biggest research is on stearic acid and magnesium stearate. Please consider these things when you're buying products. And I do want to say there are companies out there that have suggested that the additives actually make the products better. And their argument is because it makes it better because you can get uniform dosing. And that's absolutely true. But what they're intimating is that because I don't run additives, that I can't get uniform dosing. And that is just, that's disingenuous. That's really, it's just a lie. I have no problem getting uniform dosing. The fact is, it takes a lot more work, R&D work, to figure out how to make products without additives. So no problem to make stuff uniform dosing, because I wouldn't pass muster with the FDA if I couldn't get uniform dosing. Then my label claim, I wouldn't meet my label claim. So that's just a silly argument. But those are the arguments that quote unquote opponents have to make out there that somehow these additives are okay, because most of them do not make their own stuff. They have to go to their contract manufacturer and ask them. And a lot of contract manufacturers will say, no way, I'm not running without additives, because it's too difficult. So the fact that we run our own manufacturing plant gives us a lot of flexibility, a lot of freedom to do that. I make things the best way I can. I tell people I got in this industry because I care. I hope you understand that. I hope that comes through on the radio that I care. So anyway, with that, if you do have questions, please contact us. We're always free and available to answer your questions. But we need to do our getting to know you answers and kind of what our offer is this week. So, Melody, why don't you take that away?
I know there's so much to talk about when it comes to additive-free, but don't worry. If this felt like you just couldn't get enough about this, we're going to keep talking about this again and again, because this is a big issue, and this is something that we stand on as a company. So the getting to know you this week, the code is BUILD, B-U-I-L-D. And I'm really excited because now I get to tell you what it's going to apply to. If you shop on shopnaturalproducts.com this week, it's going to apply to everything.
How many SKUs is that, Melody?
Oh my gosh, Rick, I know it's over 100, but we're making so many new ones. The last time I counted, I thought we were right around the 120 mark. So it's close to 120 products. Rick, why did we choose the code BUILD? What did your grandpa do?
Well, I was thinking about this actually. I was driving. I told Melody, and I remembered something about her family. My family, actually, back in the early 1900s, my family came to San Diego and then moved to Los Angeles, and we had a company called Simpson Construction. Unfortunately, my dad had lost all the money. He wasn't good with money, and so I never – this none of that money ever came into this business. I started from nothing. But anyway, Simpson Construction actually built Griffith Observatory, built the Brown Derby, built CBS Studios. Those are just some of the LA landmarks. There are many LA landmarks that Simpson Construction built.
Cool.
But by the time I was old enough, the company was effectively gone. But my grandfather and his brother built it. My dad got it, but my dad just, he should have listened to my mom. My mom always said she was better with money and he should have listened to her, but he just couldn't. So by the time I was about 7, my mom said, we didn't know where our next meal was coming from. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Wow.
She sort of protected us from that. But anyway, Mel, what about your family?
Oh, well, you know, and it's interesting, too, because you kind of grow from those experiences because you're doing such a great job with your business and what it's doing to bless your family and all of us here as well. My grandpa, who was really kind of like my first father, I was really blessed with two major father figures in my life, my grandpa and my great uncle Charles. And my grandpa was a cement mason by trade. And he was the foreman of a crew that laid most of the original cement in the Disneyland park.
Wow.
And yeah. And, you know, I love hearing the stories about it. I did see a picture of him and his crew outside of Disneyland because one of the things that Walt Disney did for all of the people who worked on the park before the park opened to the public, the day before, he let everybody who had worked on the park have free reign of the park. So they all got a free day before the public did. And he had a commemorative coin and commemorative like nail clippers that had mother of pearl inlaid. And this was all well before I was thought of. But one year he actually gave those to me for my birthday. But I just love hearing that story. And so it's always made, you know, Disneyland, the original park, special to me. I mean, now it's just such a big thing. It doesn't quite resemble what it used to when I was a kid. But it's just, it's a nice warm fuzzy feeling when I go there. I sort of go, hi, Grandpa, look at all that stuff you did. It's so cool.
Yeah, exactly. I have this, the Prudential Insurance Building downtown. It was, you know, the Prudential is founded on the Rock of Gibraltar. So I have this rock from the Rock of Gibraltar. It's from the cornerstone of the building that my grandfather took out before they laid the cornerstone for that building downtown. Yeah. I don't even know if the building's still there, but it's just, it's fun sort of reminiscing about our family and getting to share stuff with you guys. We hope you enjoy it. All right. Well, we're quickly running out of time here. So we just want to remind you, you can always check us out on crossroadsofhealthradio.com, crossroadsofhealthradio.com. And there you can connect to shopnaturalproducts.com, our affiliate website that carries all our products. You can connect to ultralaboratories.com. You can call us. You can email us questions at crossroadsofhealth.net. What is the phone number, Melody, real quick?
424-703-4150. 424-703-4150.
Okay, and we got to go. So we'll see you next week. Please tune in to listen to us again. Bye for now.